Where we up to?
Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis.
Four lines
in the bottom. The Mishnah. Yoshavo Echad Ala Pesach Veloy Milehu. If someone sits by a door, you're talking about the Melechas Tzeda. If someone sits by a doorway, but it doesn't fill up the whole doorway. The person is not as wide as the width of the doorway. Yoshav Hasheni. And then a second fellow comes along. Umileyu, when he fills up the doorway, Hasheni Chayiv. The second one did the Maisa Tzeda. If there's an animal inside, he can let him go out, even if the first one is sitting there. The second one is preventing him from going out. So that's the Maisa Tzeda. Yoshav Arishan Ala Pesach Umileyu. Let's say the first person filled up the whole doorway. And now the second one comes along, Ubo Hasheni, Yoshav Tzidoi. And he sits next to him, meaning in front of him. It's already filled up. So even though the first person now gets up and he leaves, still Harishan Chayev Vasheni Potter is because the first one closed it up. First one filled it up. First one did the Maaseh Tzeda. The second one came and sat down after it was already tzod, because the first guy is already closing up the whole doorway. So now even though the first guy gets up now and the second guy remains in his seat, and the second guy now is preventing the animal from leaving, but the Maaseh Tzeda wasn't done by him. When the second guy sat down, it was already tzod, it was closed off. So that's not called the Maaseh Tzeda. Now, the Achronim explained, we're referring to that the first guy did not have to cause the second guy to get up when he left. Because if he had to make him get up, so then he did a new Maaseh Tzeda possibly when he sits down. Let's say the first guy had to leave, but he can't get out of the doorway. So we're talking about either he went over him or whatever it was. He went out through in the house. The point is, he did not have to cause that he got up. Because if he got up, then now the second guy is sitting down again. So that's the Chorim Maaseh Tzeda. The Mogen Avraham in Shinta Zayin, whoever says a svara, that even if he gets up for a second, that's not called a Maaseh Tzeda. Because Be'etzim, it was already tzod, and the animal couldn't have gotten out in that fraction of a second. Zogt the Gemara, the Mishnah HaMoshul, L'mazeh Doima. This is similar to L'noyel es beiser l'shoimroi v'nim tzvi shomu b'soichoi. That means, let's say a tzvi is already trapped in the house. The door's closed. I come and I lock the door. Is that doing anything more for the tzvi? It's already gefangen. It's already tzod. So the second guy is sitting down. He's doing the maitza when, at the time, when the first one is sitting there. So it's not called nothing. It's not called he's doing a maitza tzeder. So Drashi, the noilas based on the shoimroi, v'loi lotzud. So Rashi is saying my intent was bechal not lotzud. Stam, I'm locking my door, so it should be locked at night. V'nimtze tzvi shu nitzet kva shomu b'soichoy v'chein af api shomad arishoin ein ze elo k'shoimroi l'tzvi shahoy loy me'etmoyu. So Mamela, all he's doing is the second person, even though the first one got up now, all he did was like shomer tzvi that was already tzad from etmoyu. So Tosfos says a kashan about him. What's the chiddush of the mashal more than what we know? What's the chiddush? The sakad dat you might think the bovi yoshav betzidoi, when a person sits in front of him, litzer, that should be considered more of a ma'aseh tzeda. From the michsi de lois of shmira letzviuba, it looks like I'm coming to add on to make sure the tzvi doesn't get out. So I'm sitting in front of you, so it's like more of a reason. Kamash melon that no, it's like Noel is basically v'nim tzvi shomer b'soich when it's ready shomer. He's just locking the door. He's not doing anything more. The Rashba over here brings the Yerushalmi and he says that even if, let's say, the tzvi is not tzod in the bayis, it's not considered tzod. It's running around. Still, you're allowed to now lock the door. Why? Because since my intent in locking the door is to be showing me the house that it should not be unlocked. And the tzvi is nitzad memela. So memela, my kavona in this maisa is bichlan on a maisa tzeda. Let's say the tzvi is not trapped in the house. So me locking the door is preventing the tzvi from coming out. But since my intent, Dr. Yerushalmi, is to lock the door because I want the door locked at home so robbers shouldn't come in, and the tzvi is memela nitzad, so memela, that would not be considered an issa. And the chiddush, he says, is that even if I'm also miskaven lotzud, but since I'm miskaven for the shmiras habayis, so mele it's muta. Fregin the other Rishonim, the Ran and others, Amatmiya, Just because I have to lock my door, so I'm only allowed to do Melacha Shabbos of Tzedah? First up, he's allowed to do Tzedah. If your intent is also to be Tzad, the animal, who cares that I'm also, my intent is also that it should be, my door should be locked from robbers. Even Einem is Kavan. It's also if it's a psik reisha. So if it is a psik reisha, then for sure by miskaven it should be also. So Rashi Grad over here says lenoilas based l'shoim roy v'loy lotzud. Behead, I don't have intent to be tzad. But the Yerushalmi is saying that even if you have intent to be tzad, over here it's mutter. What's akel pshat? Frek the ran. Zogin achronim a big yisoid. And they explain as follows. He said, they say tzedah be'etzim is different than all malachas. All malachas, there's a shinui in the maisa when you did something. When you were chayrish, the ground got plowed. When you were koisev, the dyoi became into an ois. When you're mevashel, the food became his bashel. In the maisa tzedah, nothing changed to the animal. Nothing changed to the chepetz that you're being tzad. So tzedah is a mechulish dika malacha. There's no shinui in the tzvi itself that was tzad. So the chiev is only because of the maisa. So we bought this maisa was the tzorich dava acher. It's for what? For my house should be shomer from ganovim. So that's not called the maisa tzedah. That's why you need bazundra kavona only for that. Because since the malacha, not because of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, because of Dovashen miskaven, or psik reisha. You need kavona on the tzedah, because without that, we don't see a maisa tzedah bichlal. Tzedah doesn't change the item. Mashaken all other malachas, there's be'etzim shinui in the chepta. So meli yechayev, even if you miskaven le dava acher. Zog die Gemara daf kuf zayin omer alef. Omer rab ab, omer rab chie barashi, omer rab. Nichnus loy tzipo tachas knofov. A person is standing innocently on the street and a bird flies into his frak, into his clothing, into his bekesha, into his jacket. A bird flew in. I didn't do any ma'aseh tzedah whatsoever. I stood there. A bird flew into me. Yoshev u'meshamre ad shetechshach. You don't have to open up your jacket. You don't have to go like this in order to let it out, but you can let it sit. There's no reason you have to go like this. You don't have to open it up. I'm not doing a ma'aseh tzedah by staying put and staying status quo until the end of Shabbos. And a bird might be muktzah. I can't touch it, but I don't have to let it go. I can sit there like this. I'm not being ma'aseh tzedah. Staying status quo when it's trapped is not called a ma'aseh tzedah because I didn't do a ma'aseh tzedah. Nicholas leit zibetach knofov yoshu shamgat shtechshach. So Drashi, the ene tzorch liftoich lechaloin, the ene tzorch, the ene elashoimer. I don't have to open the window. I don't have to open my jacket. I'm a shoimer, but I'm not a mitzad. I'm not a tzad. Zog di gemore, Moshe Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Yoishev Rishon, ala Pesach umileu. If someone we said sits by the doorway and he fills up the door, and Mishnah said. Ubo Hashem, if Yosha Betzid, then the second person comes and sits in front of him. Ava Bishom and Arishon, even though the first fellow got up. V'holachloi, Arishon Chayev, the first one did the Maaseh Tzedah, V'Hashem is Potter. Now the Gemara assumes right now, my life Potter will also. I might be Potter, but it's also for me to do so. So if it's Potter will also, so then Oy Bazoi, why do we say over here that you don't have to open up your jacket and let the bird go out? We see, even if you don't do a Maaseh Tzedah, it's pota avalosa. The second one that sits in the doorway, when the first one already filled it up, it's pota avalosa, we're assuming. So, if it's pota avalosa, even if you didn't do a ma'aseh tzedah, so adin over here, it should be osur for you to keep the bird in your jacket, even though you didn't do a ma'aseh tzedah. Why do you say yoshev misham roy? And to the Gemara, loy, potu amuta. The second guy is takamuta. He doesn't have to, he does not osur. He's allowed to do it lechatchila. It's mistavra that it's muta. Tony Sefer Lamaze Doim, the Gemara compares it to what? Lenoil is based l'shoim roi, to someone who is noil his house after the tzvi is already shomur. Venim to tzvi shomur b'soy choi. Now that's muta l'chatchila. Yila l'chatchila lock your door. So michlal de potu muta. So since the raya in the mishnah is potu muta, so shemami know that it's taka potu muta. Ike de amri, there are those that have a lishna as follows, the opposite. It starts with the opposite. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Af Anona Mitanino. We learned similarly. Af Apish Omer Darishon V'Holach Loi. Even though the first one got up and the second one remained seated, but since the first one already filled up the doorway, Harishon Chayev Vasheni Potter. So we're saying, what does Potter mean? My love, Potter Umuta. Not like we had the original assumption, Potter means Potter Avalosa. No. Right from the onset, we're saying, Potter means Potter Umuta. So So we see clearly a raya like the tzei case of the bird that is potter and mutter, and you don't have to open up your jacket. Zagdma loy potavel osur. Itaka means potavel osur our Mishnah. Our Mishnah means potavel osur. So there's no raya to the bird that goes into your jacket. Frankly, how could the Mishnah be potavel osur? How make Tony safer? The moshul of the Mishnah is the mazedoyma le noyel es beisel es shomrei ven mitzitzvi shomu besoychoi. And that is potter and mutter. Michlal the potter and mutter. So we see just like the marshal is potter and mutter, so the ration of the mission is potter and mutter for the second one to sit there. Shmami, no, it's taka potter and mutter. So we're coming to the same conclusion that it's taka potter and mutter. The question is, what was the original assumption? Potter va osa or va potter and mutter? Zog di gemara, Oma Shmuel, kol pture de Shabbos potter aval osa. Usually when it says potter in Hilchos Shabbos, it means potter aval osa. Doesn't mean it's mutter lechatchila. Zog di gemara, there are three exceptions. Levar mehani tlas, the potter mutter. There are three times there's taka potter mutter. Chada ha. One of them is what we just finished saying now. Meaning, when someone is sitting in a doorway and the tzvi cannot get out of the house. So he did the maisa tzeda. V'yosh avasheini. And the second one now sits down in front of him. He's not doing a maisa tzeda, it's ready tzad. And now the first one gets up. So the second one is potter, and the first one is chayev. That potter is taka potter umutter. And that raya we bring from the end of the Mishnah, from the Moshul. When noel is beisoy, when you noel the home, even though it's ready, because it's ready tzod, the mais and the ila is mutter l'chatchila. So that's one potter umutter. So Gemara, we made a potter umutter, the Tani Sefer, it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah. L'mazeh doyim l'noel is beisoy l'shoimroy, v'n mitzviz shomu besoychoy. So that's one exception that it's potter umutter, even though usually it's potter v'asa. The edoch, the second case of potter umutter, is a mefis musa b'shabes. If someone makes a hole in a pimple with pus inside. Now, the question is, making a hole might be meleches boina. Yeah. If you're letting the ear come in and the pus go out, so it's like a pesach, she'osil hachnis lo hoitzi. It's machnis da avir, or it's moitzi, the pus first, the lecha, and it's machnis da avir, that's called boina. Like building a window in your home. So meleches boina, it will be also on Shabbos. So if you're doing it lahachnus lahoitzi, other rishonim say it might be makabe patish. But the point is, it's pashas, it's boina. So meif is musa b'Shabbos im las is lepeh. If you're doing it in order to make a hole, so then yichayev, meaning that it's sai lahachnus the avir and sai lahoitzi the lecha im lahoitzi min lecha. But if your intent is only to take out the pas, so then that's potter. Now, that potter, I don't care about the hole. I just want the lecha to go out. When you want the hole to remain open because you want the ear, the avit to go in, so you care about the hole. But if you don't care if the hole is going to be soysim and nistam on its own, it's going to close up. It can close up on my part. I don't need the hole. I just wanted the lecha to go out. Once the lecha went out, let it close up. I just want the pus to go out. I don't care about the hole to remain open for the ear to go in. So, if it's lahoitzim and lecha, and you're not particular, you don't care about the Pesach, that it should remain open for the ear to go in, so then it's taka mutter, because that's not called a tikkun. That's taka not called a melacha. Zogd Rashi, potter, umutter, then it's taka mutter. The ain't kan tikkun. The rabbonu nami lo gozu b'shvus b'shum tzayro. Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter l'chatchila? Let it be taka osur. Let it be a gzeir d'rabbonim and shvus. There it says because of makam tzair like gozru. B'shum tzair we said it's even mutter l'chatchil. So Rashi Taka says before that yechayev when your mefis morsa, if you're loitzim and alecha, Rashi brings both studim. Either b'shum boina pesach or b'shum metakin kli. Mali letakin makam, mali letakin kli. So it's like tikkun mona, like makam bepatish.
What if you want the air to come in or not the air to come in, just the
bus
to go out?
If you just want the bus to go out, so I'm not, I don't care about, it's mutter because it's mishmakam tzar. But the reason why you put this is because you're not doing melechas boina. Boina means pesach lahaknis loitzi. I want the opening. I don't want the opening. I just want the opening for the bus to go out. I don't want the opening to remain. I don't care if it closes up, and seals.
What's the opening that is
chayiv? If you're doing it because you want it to remain open, because you want the air to go in also, so then you're takachayiv. Then it's boina. Or misakin mona. Zog the Gemara, umimai de potu umuta. From how do we know that it's taka potu umuta? Zok du mogad de tnan. Machat shel yad. Little beis akoitz. Zok drashi. Machat shel yad. You allowed to take a needle. Is nitelas b'shabes? Is that mukta? Little beis akoitz. Meaning, because of makam tsar, you allowed to take out a thorn that's embedded in you. Behind it, do with the lecha. The metzarle. The ain't a choshim yisosim yad. I don't care if it closes up the opening, closes up right away as soon as I poke it open to take out the thorn. The comma, he tell us, lechatchilo, you'll do lechatchilo. Machat shal yadu, machat shal toifim beb godim. Shum litkoni ba'ado, vishal sak liftoich bo es adeles, koril olahai machat shal yad. On kuponim, we see that it's mutter lechatchilo. V'idoch what the third case of potu and mutter, hatzod nochosh b'shabes. If someone traps a nochosh, so im is asik boi shalai yishcheno, if you're doing it in order that it shouldn't bite you, so you potter. But then you're doing it not because you need the nochosh. You don't need to trap the nochosh. It's not a tzich legufa dikam alocha. It's pshat is stam. I wanted that it shouldn't bite me. Im lefua, but if you want the nochosh, the medicinal purposes of the nochosh, and that's where you're trapping it, so then chayev. Then you take a chayev. Umimai de potu umuta. How do we know that tzedes nochosh is muta when it's misasik shlo yishcheno? The tnan. Koifin koral aneo. You allowed to take a kora. And lechatchila, in order that it, not to extinguish the fire, but in order that you don't want it to catch fire to the kora, to the beam on the ceiling. So even though it's a dover, she'en a nitl b'shabes, you're not going to move the candle when it's lit. So clean nitl, even though you do clean, ain't clean nitl a dover, she'en nitl, it's dover she'en a nitl. Here it's mutter because of the, you don't want it to catch fire to the beam. So we see that just like you don't want it to catch fire to the beam, it's muta, so too shlo yishchena nochosh, it's muta. And likewise, v'alatzoyer shel cotton, you don't want something to step over the tzoyer of the cotton and stain and soil himself, slip, v'al akrif shlo tishach. An akrif, even though I'm doing a maisa tzedem and mele, but the maisa, since over here I'm doing it for shlo tishach, so it's muta. This potter is takum muta. Now these things aren't sakonas nefoshes, then I've added mutter. The chiddush is that even though it's makom tzar, it's a tzar to tzep in the tzay of the cotton. It's a tzar for the akrav and the nochesh that shlo yishcheno. It's not a sakona, but it's just a tzar. So the makom tzar, the potter is even mutter lechatchila. So we're then over here by the mepis mursa. The potter that's mutter be makom tzayro is even mutter lechatchila. The Tais over here wants to say that this chiddush that it's potter mutter is a counter of Shimon that says that nochosh ene tzich legufa is muta. That's why it's muta even lechatchila, because ene tzich legufa. Then there's one say, even a counter of Yehuda that holds that dovash ene miskaven is also over here, it's muta vaita because of the tzara de gufa. So mele by a counter of Shimon, mepis mursa would be a nochosh ene tzich legufa would be muta lechatchila for the same reason. Meaning, sai mitzad ene miskaven and sai mitzad ene tzich legufa, it's muta lechatchila b'makom tzayra. So maskonas ha-gemori, even though koptur shabbos ha-potter v'osa, ma she'en kein bar mahanitlas, the yoshev al Pesach Beisa, when there's someone already sitting there, it's muta lechatchila, it's not a maizet to say that all, mefis mursa, and sod nochosh, all these are muta lechatchila. Hadron aloch ha-oireg, hadron aloch ha-oireg, hadron aloch ha-oireg. Zog the Mishnah, shmoyne shrotzim ha-murim b'toyro. There are 8 shrotzim that are mentioned in the Torah. Hatzodon, if you trap them, va'choivul behen, and if you cause a chabola in them, you cause blood to emanate, so yichayev. Now, what are the shmoyne shrotzim? The posuk says in Vayikra, Zadrashi, hacholet va'achba v'goyma. That's a posuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Aleph, posuk choftes. The posuk says as follows: v'zelacham atome b'sheretz asheretz ala oretz. These are metkabel tumor when it's a nevela, when it's a sheretz, asheretz ala oretz, when it's dead. Hacholed va'achbar va'tzov limineu. Cholet, achbar, and tzov are different types of rodents. Cholet is either a weasel, an achbar is a mouse, or a different rodent, or a rat. A tzov is a frog, a toad. So those are metkabel tumor. Zelachem atome v'sheretz asheretz ala oretz. And then the pasuk says, the next pasuk says adds on another 5. These are either a porcupine or a lizard, or different types of lizard. Halto is a different type of lizard. A choymet is a snail. Tinshomes, some say, is referring to a mole. So the pasuk differentiates the first three, cholid, achbar, and tzobli mineyu, and then it says vanoka vakoich valto vachemit vatinshomes, and then it says eila hatmeim lochem b'chol asheretz kol anegeah ben b'moysim mitma de orif. So it's another miut of eila. Eila is coming to tell me, we see soon in the Gemara, that there's a difference between these five and the previous three. The machlok is at least the rabbanon and Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri. But the point is that these Shmoyne Shrotzim, the Torah says, are metama. So again, so the Mishnah says, these Shmoyne Shrotzim that the Torah says are mekabel tumah b'nivlosom, hatzodon, if you trap them, v'achoyvel ben yechayev. Zogt Rashi, yechayev, because minoy nitzad, people trap these species. I guess you need them. There's a tzorich, it has to be tzorich legufo. You need them for refuah. V'achoyvel ben yechayev. What are you chayev on? Zogt Rashi, since they have a thicker hide, so the chayev, the eshen, or confadrig mora, v'avali chabura, shen chazeres. In order to be chayev for hoitzaz dam of chabura, which is told to the shochet, it has to be that the blood left the animal. So by a regular animal that doesn't have a hide, it doesn't have an or, so the hide is the boser itself. So over there, when the blood doesn't actually exit the body, so till then, just for a black and blue mark, you're not chai for chabura, because the blood goes back in. Masha'inke, when it has a hide, then be'etzim it would have left. The only reason why it doesn't is only because the hide is protecting it. So when it has an R, so you chai for chabura, because it's not kazeris, it doesn't go back in. It be'etzim left, it emanated. Just that the thicker hide doesn't let it go out. Masha'inke, if it doesn't have an R, so then unless the blood leaves, you're not going to be chayiv for chabura. But over here, yeshlem or, you're chayiv for chabura because it's not chazeres. Vavle told it to shoychit. That's one pshat in Rashi. Lishnachrino came in the yeshlem or, since it has a hide, nitzvah or bedama nitzraboy. The chay mishum tzevea. You chay mishum tzevea because it's coloring the or. It has an or and it's coloring the or. You chay mishum tzevea. Now, zok the mishnah v'shash kotzim irumosim. Mashenkin other shkotzim irumosim. That the nivlosim is not metame because they don't have an or. You have to have an or to be metame because otherwise it's considered bosor. And bosor is not metame, only the or is. So emela, the other ones that don't have a din or, so achavim ben potter. The whole reason why yichayim and chavola is only because be'etzim the blood would have emanate, just it doesn't because of the hide. But if it doesn't have a hide, it doesn't have an or, shashkotz mumasim, so then unless the blood leaves, you're not chayim and chavola itself. It's because be'etzim it goes back in. So that itself would not be considered a ma'isa chavola. Shashkotz mumasim, so chavim ben yitaka potter. Now, legabit it seder, it doesn't make a difference if they have a hide or not. Va'atzodon, so if you tzodon l'tzorich, if you're doing l'tzorich gufoy, you need it for medicinal purposes, and then you chayev. Or whatever reason you need it for. Mashen is shaloy l'tzorich, if it's a tzedish shaloy l'tzorich, so then, because you want it shouldn't harm you, shaloy shcheno, then you potter. Then it's a m'loch shen tzich l'gufo. Then it's tam you potter, because like any tzed, a m'loch shen tzich l'gufo you potter on. Zok the Mishnah weiter, chai v'oif shebeshusoi. If you have a chai oif that's already entrapped in his reshus, so atzodon yepota, because it's very nitzad, so you're not doing a ma'aseh tzeda. V'achoy v'ben chayev, because they have an or. Anything that has an or, you chayev on chavola, either because of told to the shoychet, or because of tzevea. Be told to the shoychet, because hadamu anefesh, so every dam that goes out is considered taking out the nefesh, and the nefesh is shoychet. Not enough community between the two reasons that Rashi brings, either because of told it to shoychet or because of tzeveya. So if it's because of tzeveya, let's say shashrotzim, the dam be'etzim comes out. So since they don't have an or, you're not chaymishim tzeveya. Tzeveya is only on the or. As those like the Rashi and other Rishonim. Mashenkin, if it's as told it to shoychet, so then you're going to be chayiv if you killed it. If the yotza dam, ki damu ha-nefesh. If it be'etzim yotza. Another nafkamina is, if let's say you take out dam from a balchai that's already dead. So if it's already dead beforehand, so if it's a tils shoma, it's only tils shoma. It's already dead. But if it's al sevea, it's shaykh sevea, even if it's already dead, because the mice being sevea d'or. Al halacha shmoyne shrotzim yichayev al tils shoma, and like the first reason in Rashi, and even if the dam is not yotza, but since they have or, so male it's considered a dam that's not chizeres, mashenkein from a balchai that's mace, so then you'll be potter, because no one tells the shoma, mashenkein other shrotzim, if you're choyvel behen, you're potter, because they don't have an or, so it's, the dam is chizeres, but if the dam is be'etzim yotza, so then taki you'll be chayev al schavola too by other shrotzim. Now, Toysev has a kasha that why do you have to say that Tzodom Letzorich, Bashash Kotzim and Mosim, Yechayiv only by Tzodom Letzorich? Of course, according to Reb Shimon, Meloch Shein Tzich Legufa is Potter, so it has to be Letzorich. Fact Toysev im Toymar, Maishno, the Itzich Hochelis Misni Tvei, Hat Tzodom Letzorich Chayiv, Bechochiv, the Shabbos Namel, Mechayiv, Reb Shimon, Letzorich. Vaimer Rizok Toysev Teretz, the Lohochi Tonin Lehochel, Ashminon, the Bashash Kotzim and Mosim, other Shkotzim, they do not even or, Tzorich she's kaven l'shum tzorich. You have to have a kavana for a tzorich. The stom allowed the tzorich kaima. Mash ingen shmoyne shrotzim de reisha. They have an or, they have an hide. So stamayu nitzorin l'tzorich oren. There's a stom on the tzorich because they have a hide and you want to utilize the hide. Lachatan nitzodim b'hadi choyvel de mechayim nam yishum or. So Tzorich is saying the chilish is by these because the reisha is talking about shmoyne shrotzim that have an or. So by an or it's automatically tzorich. By shar you need a specific Letzorich, was no automatic Letzorich like the Shmoyne Shchotzim had because of the hides. Zog the Gemara Midiktoni Yachoyvel Ben Chayev. Since it says in the Mishnah that the Shmoyne Shchotzim that Yachoyvel Yachayev Michlal de Islu Or, like we said, it has to have an Or, and that's why it's considered that you did a Maisa of Chabura. It didn't come out because the Or is protecting it, but Be'etzim it's a Maisa Chavola, or because it's Tzevei on the Or. So Zog Maman Tono Omer Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nurihi. This is Shitas Rabbi Yechem and Nuri that argues on the Rabbonon when it comes to the Hagdara of which ones of the Shmoyne Shrotzim have an R. Rabbi Yechem and Nuri holds that Shmoyne Shrotzim Yeshlam Oiris. The Mishnah in Chulin says, Zog Dimal Omer Shmuel, Rabbi Yechem and Nuri, the Tanan, Rabbi Yechem and Nuri Oimel, Shmoyne Shrotzim Yeshlam Oiris. Meaning they all have a din R. If they have a din R, so Oiriseyan are Nametame Kibosor. The Bosor is metame and the or is not. Mashenkin the Rabbanon hold that part of the shrotzim do not have an or, and memela de metame kapsorim because the boss is metame, not the or. So Rabbanon hold part of them do not have an or, so they would be metame. Mashenkin. So according to the Rabbanon, if you chovel in them, you since they don't have an or, you'd be potter. Like other Shkotzim and Muslim that don't have an R. But according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, all Shmoyne Shrotzim have an R. So Mela David din R. So Mela, according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, they all have a din of Chavala. Mashen according to Rabbonon, that say only part of the Shrotzim have a din R. And he's Mechalik between the Psukim. The first Pasuk that mentions the first three, those Tak have a din R. Mashen again, the last five, they'll not have a din R. By them, the din R is a din Basar. So by those, they Tak don't have a din of Chavala. So in Mele, the Mishnah that says by us that Chovel Behen is Chayev is a Kong to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri that all eight have a din of R and not necessarily that have a din like a Bosar. And that the Gemara says, Rabba Barav Hunoma Rav Afilu Teme Rabbonon, that Be'etzim, the din of Chavala, our Mishnah could coincide with the Rabbonon too. Even though the Rabbonon say that when it comes to Hilchas Tuma, they don't have a din R and it's considered like a din Bosar. Because when do the Rabbonon say this? After the pasuk lists off the next five, after the first three, it says Eila Hatmeim Lochem. Is mashma these lafuki the first three? These last five have a din basar. They don't have a din or. The first three taka have a din or, and they're not. They don't have a din of basar to be metama. Masha enkein, the anoka and the koyach alto and the choymet and the shomes, eila tmeim lachem, eila lafuki the first three. So Rabbonon only argue on Rabbi Yechim and Nuri that says that all of them have a din, or they say only the last five don't have a din, or only the last five have a din tuma because they have a din basar. So legabe is a special example of Kosov where it says eila tmeim lachem. So legabe the din tuma, it's considered that it doesn't have a din R, but rather it's metama. and it's considered a din basar. Mashen legabe Shabbos, avada has a din or be'etzim and metzias. They have a din or. All of them have a din or be'etzim and metzias. Just as exeris hakosa that says eila tmeim lochem is mashma eila is lam lemute the first three, and saying only these five have a din basar. But when you mitzad hilchas Shabbos mitzad chavola, they talk all have a din or. Zok the gemara rab ravuna omar rav afilu tem rabbonon. By Tuma, he says they don't have a din or. That the or is like a bosor. That it has a din or. There is a metzias they can din or. So if it has a din, it's a metzias, it has or. So a mail is a din chavola. And everyone, it's not just according to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri that Chavi ben Chayev. Even according to Rabbonin that argue Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, that's only Gabe Tumatira. But Gabe Chavola, they all, everyone considers it, it has a din or. So a mail is Chavi ben Yechayev. We'll stop over here towards the bottom, two lines from the bottom, Kuvzai Nomad Aleph.